Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tony Moreno, or Moreno, do you pronounce it Moreno?
It's Moreno, like Omar or Rita.
Okay, got you. Well, welcome, Tony.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
I got to tell you, I thought it was interesting. You posted your ancestry DNA. You're like the United Nations.
No doubt. It was strange. My wife got a buy one, get one free on Ancestry, so I got mine. And I knew that I was Mexican and Scottish-Irish, mostly Scottish, but I didn't realize that the Hispanic part of me was Spanish, coming up through Mexico, settled in northern Mexico, and then connected with southwest Arizona, and then settled in L.A. So a lot of that, the Spanish there is that European Spanish, a little Portugal, a little Senegal. Yeah, it was amazing learning that I was partially Native American, what do they call it now, Indigenous American. It was quite enlightening.
Yeah, it is amazing when you look through that, how many pieces you are scattered throughout the world. But all roads lead to Pittsburgh. You are a true Pittsburgher from the north side. Can you give us a little bit of background and introduce yourself to the listener?
Well, my name is Tony Moreno. It's Moreno. I live in the north side. I came to Pittsburgh to start my career in the police department. It's where I raised my family. I'm a grandfather. I'm a stepfather now. I'm a husband, I'm a son, I'm a brother. I'm just what every Pittsburgh wants to be. And I retired after 24 years on the police department and thought I was just going to go and live my retired life. And I saw my city being broken, and I didn't start this job to leave it worse than when I came. And I saw a way to get to the problems that needed to be addressed. So I decided to, after consulting with my wife, Dr. Paloka, I decided that we were going to step up and fill a gap in leadership here in the city of Pittsburgh and try to bring us back to a standard that we all expect to live in.
Tony, you know this is an uphill battle. You know how politics are in this city, too, that Bill Peduto has been the incumbent. What's it going to take to make a change in that office? Because it seems like it's really going to be difficult to do.
Well, it is an uphill battle, but I'm a United States Army Combat Airborne veteran, and what we do is we just put our heads down, watch our feet, lean into it, and march up the hill until we get to the top. It's been since 1934 since an incumbent lost, and when this mayor didn't make the Biden cut for a new position, he decided to stay. And I've been at this for a year and a half, and the way to win this is in the neighborhoods. Money's not going to win this one. This is a neighborhood issue. COVID's the worst thing that's happened to us. But politically, it's really shined a light on all our political leaders. It's like a giant spotlight under a magnifying glass, because everybody was waiting for somebody to step up and buy for us. They needed to stand in the gap for the people that were suffering the most, and everybody suffered through this, except for a chosen few unessential workers that were allowed to stay home. But it really shows the lack of leadership that's gone on here in the biggest way. Everything was highlighted, and I can point them all out, and they're easy fixes. You just have to have the will to do it, like public works.
And Tony, you mentioned that you were in the U.S. Army. It should be noted that you enlisted when you were 17. You had to have special permission to actually serve the country because of your age. You were so young at the time. People are talking about defunding the police. How do you feel about that? What's the role of police moving forward?
Well, that sentiment is due out of frustration, because when the citizens look at the police department, they're not satisfied. And it's not because of police officers, and it's most certainly not because of funding. It's lack of enforcement and policies, and lack of transparency, and lack of accountability. Right now, they just came out with all of these recommendations without answers to those policy issues, but $11 million being moved away from the police budget, all they're going to do is change the name of existing policies. I know, because I teach things like de-escalation. Dr. Paloka created crisis intervention for identifying people with mental illness or that are struggling with that. It's a 40-hour course. It's the model for the state. We do all those things. We have a plan to implement using social services with trained police officers. We found the vehicles back in 2012. We found the social servants from the Allegheny County Health. They were there. We put forth that policy recommendation, and they told us no. So all they're going to do is use $11 million, change the name of these things, and take that money and spend it however they want without any accountability to it, while we're $26 million underwater. I think it's just a bad policy. It's not transparent. If people really knew how that was going to work, they'd be outraged.
We're with Tony Moreno, candidate for mayor of Pittsburgh. What is the single biggest issue that you would like to tackle if you became mayor of this great town?
Race relations in Pittsburgh. When I look at all the problems that come around, and it all comes back to race, and a lot of times it's because of the job market. We are growing at a rate that's fantastic. I mean, we see the improvements out here, but there's been a cost to those improvements. We're leaving a section of our city out to dry. The middle class is untouched. Our African-American neighborhoods are left to suffer, and it's because we create a policy that says we're going to have 10% affordable housing attached to any new development. Well, you just tore down a building that has 100% occupancy. What about the other 90% of the people? Or what about the folks that just are on the cusp of that line of poverty, and we're not giving them job training? You can't put 30% minority employment in the trade unions and not give them all the opportunities to get those jobs, like provide driver's license training. Without a driver's license, you can't get one of those jobs. So, you know, I did it back in the early 90s when they were developing the stadiums. We were able to go to the magistrate's office with the district attorney, eliminate some of these minor traffic infractions that suspended people's licenses, and they were able to get them. So there's models out there to fix it. If we could just bring everybody up level, not take anything from the massive amounts of successful building we've done, but bring everybody else up there, then we can create some financial freedom, some mobility, and then really get people in our infrastructure buying homes and staying in their legacy neighborhoods. It can be done. Everybody wants it. It just needs to be enacted.
Well, it's great to meet you on KDK Radio. Tony Moreno wants to be the mayor of Pittsburgh. Thanks for the time this morning, and we'll talk again, Tony.
Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate it. Please check me out on my website, realsteelmayor.com. Thank you, gentlemen.
On our Disc Institute, a Pittsburgh Newsline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.